It is with tremendous shevach and hodah to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that we begin a brand new Masech today, Masech de Nozir. Today's Shiur de Daf Yomi is the first Daf in Nozir, Daf Beis, and we begin at the very top, Beis Omid Aleph, with the new Masech de Nozir. Nozir is a fascinating Masechta. It comes on the heels of Nedarim because it is a type of Nether, so that's why it follows in the progression after Nedarim. In this Seder of Nashim, the obvious question is, what in the world is it doing in Seder Nashim? So the Rosh and Tosos here on the Daf tell us that it might have been thought that it should belong in Seder Kachim because of the Korbanos that are associated with Nazir. However, since we have the famous Gemara, which we'll learn, it says, if a person sees a sota b'kilkula, if a person sees a woman who unfortunately was a sota, she underwent kinui and stira, which we'll learn about. That's the next masech that we're going to learn. She was forewarned not to be alone with somebody. Then she is alone with that person. You have witnesses that she's alone with that person. However, you don't have witnesses she actually committed an immorality. She has to drink the mei sota. And therefore, if a person sees a woman undergoing the sota process, it probably was because of wine, that unfortunately a ruach shtus went into her, that she became inebriated, became somewhat losing her inhibitions, and unfortunately might have committed an aveira as a result. So therefore, haroa es sota b'kilkula yaziris atzmum in hayayin. So that's the reason why it's over here in our Seder Noshim. The obvious question is, it should come therefore after sota. So the Gemara will explain that nazir belongs after nedarim because it's a type of nedarim, and nedarim are in Seder Noshim because of the idea that the nedarim are being ish li'ishto, and therefore it's appropriate to be put into Seder Noshim. And as a result, this is the order that we have, that it should come right after nedarim, and nedarim comes right after kesubos because the end of kesubos dealt with nedarim. Okay, so that's just a quick overview of where the place in Seder Noshim and why it's in Seder Noshim does our Masech to come. Now, a couple of housekeeping details. We again do not have the standard Perish Rashi on Masech to Nozir, just like we got very used to having the Ran on Seder Nedarim. So we don't have the Perish Rashi, the standard Perish Rashi. What we have here is also going to be called the Befarish, but here we know what was written by the son-in-law of Rashi, the Rivon, Rabbi Yehuda ben Rabbeinu Nosson. And we actually have footnotes on the Perish Mefarish that we have from the Rivan. So we'll be referring, obviously, a lot to the Mefarish, but we'll also be using as our major go-to basic Mefarshim on the Daf, Tosos. Here, Tosos is found in the normal place of Tosos. There is no Ran on Nazir like we had on the Nedarim, so the Tosos spot in Nazir is Tosos and not the Ran. And then we rely very heavily as well on the Perish HaRosh, which is found on the Daf itself. Let's do a quick summary of what the concept of Nazir is before we get into the Masechta. So if a person accepts upon himself Naziris, there are three things that come along with that acceptance. They are forbidden to go and have any wine or grape product. That goes all the way from the seeds and the skin, the zogin and the chartzonim, to the grapes themselves, to any sort of juice that comes out from the grape, whether it's grape juice or whether it's fermented wine. So that's the primary Isser of Nazir. In addition, there is the idea that you can't go and cut your hair or shave your beard. And the third and final prohibition is the prohibition against becoming tamei tumas meis. So these are the three standard prohibitions associated with being a nazir. There are different types of nazirim that don't necessarily have all of these three things. There's a nazir olam, there's a nazir shimshon. A nazir olam is a person who accepts upon himself to be a nazir for the rest of his life, and therefore he is allowed under certain time constraints to go and lighten his hair on a yearly basis. We'll learn about this later in the Masechta. And there's a Nazir Shimshon, and Nazir Shimshon has no restrictions on becoming Tomei Tumas Meis. It's referred to Nazir Shimshon because Shimshon killed many of the Plishtim that were fighting with Klai Yisrael, and he obviously became Tomei by touching their bodies, and therefore this is called the Nazir Shimshon. There is no restriction on Tumas Meis. Again, we'll learn about these much later in the Masechta as to how and when they apply. But in general, to just quickly review, the Nazir has three basic prohibitions associated with being a Nazir or a Nazir, a man or a woman. And those include, again, no grape products whatsoever, not cutting your hair, and not becoming Tomei Tumas Meis. If a person does become Tomei Tumas Meis and he's a Nazir, so then that restarts the entire Naziris period of time once he becomes Tar. So it abrogates any days that he counted. We know that Stam Naziris is Shloshim Yom. The minimum amount of time the person can be a Nazir is for a 30-day period of time. There's a famous asmachta to the pasuk, yihyeh, the letters of Yeh, Yud Hey is 10, 5, 10, 5, so that adds up to 30. Now that's only an asmachta. You can never learn out a real din from a gematria. In any event, Stam Nazirus is Shloshim Yom. 30 days is the minimal period of time. A person can't become a Nazir for an hour, for a day, a week. The minimal period of time is 30 days. You can become your entire lifetime a Nazir. The maximum amount of time, there is no maximum, but a person can stay however long he wishes to be a Nazir for, as long as it's at least 30 days. It can be an odd number, it can be an unusual number, but the standard amount is for 30 days, and a person can take upon himself multiple Naziruses for multiple periods of time of 30 days or for a year or whatever. We'll say that only a Malka, she accepted upon herself the Naziris for 3 7-year periods of time. In any event, the Stam Naziris of Shloshim Yom is going to be abrogated when a person becomes Tomei Tumas Meis. Even if they were a Nazir successfully for 29 days, and then on day 29 they became Tomei Tumas Meis, so that abrogates the first 29 days. They have to have a process of becoming Tahar, which is a 7-day process if you're Tomei Tumas Meis, with having the Mei Chata sprinkled on you on day 3 and 7, going to the mikvah. And then, if you were a Tomei Nazi, you have to bring certain korbanos. You'll have to bring two bird offerings, an Ola and a Chatas, and you'll have to bring an Osham. And then you can restart your Naziris again. This is called Taglachas Tumah. You also have to go and shave, cut off all your body hair in this situation, and this is called the Taglachas Tumah. You then have to restart your count, and then when you go through, let's say if it was a Stam Naziris for 30 days, so then at the conclusion of that period of time, you will now have to go bring 3 additional korbanos, which every Tohar Nazir has to bring at the conclusion of the Naziris, and that's also, they have to do this with a Taglachas, with a hair cutting, and here you have an Osham, a Shlomim, and a Chatas that have to be brought. Tomorrow we'll have a lot of interesting discussions on why you need to bring a Chatas if you were a Nazir. Tomorrow we'll discuss that a person who is a Mazir Asmun Hayayin in general is doing something that's incorrect. It's not necessarily a positive thing for a person to be a Nazir. And certainly when a Nazir becomes Tomei or a Naziru becomes Tomeya, so that is definitely something that you have to bring a Chatas for. In any event, those are the basic general rules of a Nazir. And now we begin Beis Amud Aleph, the brand new Masechta. And it starts off in the same pattern that the Gemara in the Nedarim started off, if you remember, where we had a discussion about Kinuyim. Kinuyim are nicknames or words that are like. So the whole word koname that we've been discussing for the past 3 months in regards to Nedarim. So koname was a kinuy of korban. And we use words that sound like korban to say that we're making ourselves a neder. So too, by naziris, if a person uses an expression or a term that sounds like nazir, for example, the Mishnah will tell us nazik or naziach or poziach. So these are terms. We had a machlokis back in Nedarim between Reish Lakish and Rav Yochanan as to how these came about. Were they foreign language words, which was one opinion, or were they words that the rabbis used as expressions for a korban? For various reasons, they created certain expressions. They were afraid that you would say korban l'Hashem, that you may say Hashem's name, so therefore they used these euphemisms that wouldn't lead a person to say necessarily Hashem's name and be possibly taking Hashem's name l'shov. So therefore, they came up with these kinuyim. So we have this concept of kinuyim by Nedarim as well as by Nazir. And then we had yados. Yados are literally handles. The handle of a kli, for example, it picks up the kli. So these yados are words that are incomplete expressions. They're like a handle on becoming, taking a neder or becoming a Nazir. And these also work by Naziris. So the Mishnah starts and tells us, kol kinuye Naziros kinaziros. Any type of an expression that sounds like Nazir works to make a person into a Nazir. Now, the Mishnah now stops and doesn't tell us the examples that it's going to tell us later on. And the Gemara will obviously ask, why did we stop and now start talking about Yados and only subsequently come back to talking about what are the examples of the Kinuyim? But I will tell you right now, we're going to say those words, Nazik, Naziach, or Poziach, these will be the examples of Kinuyim, which the Mishnah will tell us later on. So we start off talking about kinuyim, call kinuye nazirus kinazirus. Any expression that's like nazir can be used to accept upon a person nazirus. And then it tells us yados. It doesn't actually state that Yados work. It just gives us right away examples of Yados. So, for example, if a person says, Ha'omer Ehei, a person says, I will be. He doesn't say, I will be a Nazir. He says, I will be. And the Gemara will explain, how do we know what he's talking about? So, the Gemara will explain that we're talking about that a Nazir is passing by at that moment in time. And when you're saying, I will be, it means, I want to be like that Nazir. And therefore, when a person uses that expression, I will be, Hare Ehei, I will be, and there's a Nazir walking by, Hare is a Nazir. That, in fact, is a valid expression of a yad. He didn't say, I hey, Nazir. He just said, a hey, but since there was a Nazir walking by, so when he says, Omer, a hey, Hare is a Nazir. That's a good yad that, in fact, establishes the person as being a Nazir. Likewise, if he says, oh, a hey, Noah, I will be very handsome. Nazir grows his hair long and can have beautiful flowing hair. So if a person just uses the expression, Ehei Noah, and again, a Nazir is walking by, and we'll see that he's holding on to his hair when this Nazir is walking by. So then, Nazir, he too becomes a Nazir. So these are valid Yados. So again, we started off the first line of the Mishnah talking about Kinuyim. Then we started talking about examples of Yados, and now we go back to talking about Kinuyim. Again, it seems a little bit strange. The Gemara will ask again, why does it do it in this fashion? So the Mishnah now tells us the following are expressions of Kinuyim. If you use the expression Nazik, or if you use the expression Noziach, or if you use the expression Poziach, there are other expressions as well. The Mishnah just lists these three. Hare Zeh Nazir. These are valid expressions, valid Kinuyim, to turn the person into a Nazir. If a person says, Hareini kozeh, I will be like this, meaning that there's Nazir walking by, and he says, I will be like this Nazir. Or he says, Hareini misalsal. Misalsal, we'll see in the Gemara, is a lotion of playing with your hair. In other words, you have beautiful hair. So he says, I want to have beautiful hair. So that's an expression of Nazirus. Again, when there's a Nazir that's by there, or he's holding on to his hair, so it's clear what he means, as the Gemara will discuss. Or if he says, Harini Mechalkel. Mechalkel is a lashon that normally means, Mechalkel Chai B'Chesed, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you support us with Chesed. So Mechalkel normally means support, but here it's referring to a Gemara elsewhere where it says that if you take Sid, if you take lime, and you go and use it as a depilatory agent on your temples. So mechalkel is referring to kilkel, in other words, hair. So if a person says the expression, hareini mechalkel, I want to have long hair. So this, again, under the right circumstances, which the Gemara will discuss, will mean that the person has taken upon himself nazirus. Or if he says, hare alai l'shaleach pera, he wants his hair to grow long. The Gemara then discussed the meaning of this word, l'shaleach pera. All of these lishonos, which deal with hair or clear references to becoming a Nazir. So, in fact, Hare is a Nazir. These are valid expressions to make the person into a Nazir. However, if a person says, Hare alai tziporim, now, as I mentioned, a person who is a Nazir Tomei, he becomes Tomei during his Nazirus, and he has to bring two bird offerings, an Ola and a Chatas, as well as an Asham. So if a person says, Hare alai tziporim, I want to accept upon myself to bring bird offerings, so Rav Meir Omer Nazir. This is a reference to the Taglachas Tomei of a Nazir, and Rav Meir says this is a valid expression to make the person into a Nazir, whereas the Chachamim disagree. The Chachamim Omer Ein Nazir. He's not a Nazir because, as you can imagine, it's not clear that this person means to say that he's a Nazir, and therefore he doesn't become a Nazir. Okay, that's our Mishnah. A lot of interesting new ideas. Again, if you did Nedarim, they shouldn't be so new. And we now start the Gemara. The Gemara begins and tells us, Michdei, let's take a look over here. Why in the world is Nazir in Seder Noshim? Tano, b'Seder Noshim Koyim. When Yehuda Nasi put the Mishnayos together in the order that he did, he put them, Nazir was in Seder Noshim. Why is it here? My time, Tani Nazir. Why is Nazir in Seder Noshim? As again, I pointed out before, both the Rosh and Tosos suggest over here that it would have made more sense to put it in Seder Kachim because of the Korbanos that are a major part of a person concluding their Naziris. So Gemara says, Tana Akra Koi. The Tana who put Nazir in Seder Noshim put it here because of the following Pasuk. The Pasuk says, if a wife doesn't find favor in her husband's eyes, why not? Because Nebuch, he found that there were things displeasing about her, that she, Rachmanu Litzlan, had committed adultery. And then, it says, what would make a woman, Rachmana Litzlan, commit adultery. So it must be wine, yayin. A person, unfortunately, when they drink wine, can lose their inhibitions. And we see Nebuch in medicine all the time that many, many things happen when a person becomes inebriated, has too much wine, all sorts of difficulties can occur. Never mind motor vehicle accidents, never mind poor uses of judgment when you're working with various equipment, but life decisions in terms of Rachmana Litzlan committing adultery, engaging in activities that are very dangerous, etc., etc. So, Magarm Lo Lavera, what possibly was the reason that this woman is now suspected by her husband of having committed adultery? Mistama was wine. And therefore, Chacham tell us, when you see a sota, and Nebuch is undergoing this very degrading process of having to drink the mei sota, even if she in fact is tahora, it's a degrading process, and she in fact was over kinui and stira. She was warned by her husband in front of two people, don't go be alone with Yanko. And then she is alone with Yanko. There are two witnesses that she's alone with Yanko. Now we don't have witnesses that she committed naveira. So in order to restore this marriage, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, it's okay to erase my name, and you go and have her drink the mei sota. I think before I may have said mei chatas. It's obviously not mei chatas. It's the mei sota. I just realized I may have said that earlier in the shiur. In any event, she drinks the mei sota, and there's a whole kilkul process involved over here that they take off her hair covering. A married woman has to cover her hair, and they somewhat rip her clothing so that she's more exposed than she normally would be, than normally a righteous Jewish woman would be, and she drinks the mei sota, and this degrading process, if she in fact didn't commit adultery, she'll be blessed, as we'll learn about in Masechta Sota. And if Rachmana Litzlan, she had committed adultery, so then she will die either a immediate death in a horrible fashion, or will be a slow death if she has Zechusim to protect her, but she'll die eventually in the same horrible fashion. In any event, when somebody sees this sota process going on, so he should go and make a neder that he won't have wine, become a nazir, and that's why this masechta of nazir is found in Seder Nashim. Okay, we explained why this masechta is here. Now let's start explaining the unusual construction of the Mishnah, where you start off with kinuyim, then you go to yados, and then you come back to explain what the kinuyim are. So the Gemara tells us, Pasach b'kinuyim, your first line is, Kol kinuyi niziros kinizirus, and then you tell us, Mefarshados, but then you start saying, if a person says, Eha, or he says, Eha noya, so then he becomes a nazir. Those are yados. What's going on? Explain kinuyim. You started off discussing kinuyim, explain kinuyim, and then go and tell us what yados are. So Amar Rava, Rava tells us, or others say, V'itemo kiddi. Kiddi is either the name of a Talmud Chacham, and or it could mean that it is just an anonymous opinion. So either Rava or Kiddi said that our Mishnah is in fact Chisurim Echzer of Hakitani, that our Mishnah is missing certain things. I mentioned many times, we started a new Masechta, it's Kedai to mention again in case there are new people listening. So we have throughout Shas Chisurim Echzer. So when Rabbi wrote down the Torah Sheba'al Peh, he put the Mishnayis, he codified the Mishnayis, so this was technically something that wasn't allowed. The Torah Sheba'al Peh is supposed to be Baal Peh and not written down. So when Rebbe wrote it down, there was no choice. People were having difficulty remembering all Shisha Sidrei Mishnah. And as a result, we would have lost the Torah. And Rebbe and all of the great Gedolim Tanoim said, we better write it down. And even though we're doing something that's technically wrong, it's sometimes in order to glorify HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you have to actually go against something that HaKadosh Baruch Hu said. So therefore, they wrote down the Mishnahis. But Rebbe always wanted people to be cognizant that we weren't really supposed to do this, and therefore he put in throughout Shas Chisurim Echzeros. He left out parts of it. And you'll ask, why did he leave it out? Oh, because it's really not supposed to be written down, and this will constantly remind us that Torah Shebaal Peh really should be learned Baal Peh. Nebuch, we've reached a lower stage in our capabilities than the earlier generations of Gedola Yisrael, and therefore we now have to write it down, but we remind ourselves of this by having Chisurim Echzeros. Beautiful idea. So in any event, the Rava tells us, or Itemar Kiddi, that this is also an example of a Chisurim Echzeros, and this is the way, V'hokitani, this is the way it should be written. The Mishnah really stated, Kol kinuyei niziros kinizirus. And then it said, V'yados niziros kinizirus. So the Mishnah really started off with missing the part about yados, but the Mishnah starts off telling us there are kinuyim, A, and then there are B, there are yados. And then it goes and explains what the others saw, the Eluhin yados, Ha'omer Eha, Hareza Nazir, etc. So it's really a style, I mentioned this many times, of A, B, and then we'll explain B first and then go back to A. So that is an acceptable style. Sometimes an Mishnah will be A, B, A, B. It will tell us the basic dinim A and B, and then it will explain first A, and then it will explain first B, then secondly B. Other times, it will tell us the two dinim, A and B, and since we were just discussing B, it will first explain B, and then it will explain A. So, Rava or Itema Kedi is telling us that's the style of this Mishnah. There really is something missing. It tells us there are kinuyim, and then it tells us, we're missing this, that there are yados. And while we're on the subject of yados, it will now explain yados first, and we'll eventually come back to explaining kinuyim. Okay. The more questions is, so, V'lif Rosh Kinuyim Bereisha, why don't you have the style of A, B, A, B? You listed the two, A and B, or B, B was a chisur me'achzara, but now go back to A and explain it. So the Gemara tells us, no, it's a very common style to say A, B, B, A. That's first give us the two dinim, and then, since you're already on the second din, to explain the second din first. Tana mehahu desolik hau mefarish bereisha. The one that he mentioned last, he will go and explain first. And we give three examples of this in Hilchos Shabbos, where this is found in Mishnayos in Masechta Shabbos. Kedidnan. We learn in Masechta Shabbos. Tevin, second parak. We say this every Friday night for those that have this nusuch of Ashkenaz. They don't say kegabna, they say b'meh madlikin. So what do we light with on Shabbos? Ubamoh e madlikin. What do we not light with on Shabbos for the Shabbos licht? And that's A is b'meh madlikin, and B is b'moh ein madlikin. So you have A, B, and then it explains first B. Umefarish ein madlikin bereisha. It first tells us the things that you're not going to use for the wicks or the oil, and only subsequently it tells us what are acceptable. So this is a perfect example of the style of A, B, and then B, A. Similarly, a little bit later in the Masechta, it tells us b'meh tomnim u'b'moh ein tomnim. With what are you allowed to insulate with on Erev Shabbos, and what are you not allowed to insulate with on Erev Shabbos? So b'meh tomnim u'b'moh ein tomnim. So A, B, and then it explains B first. U'mefarish ein tomnim bereisha. It first tells us B. It tells us what you're not allowed to insulate with. And the final example from Hilchos Shabbos is b'meh isha yotza u'b'moh ein yotza. With what is a woman allowed to go with on Shabbos and is not considered carrying various types of clothing? If they're basic clothing, of course they're not carrying, but if they're accoutrements to the clothing, so then they may not be worn, they may be adorned with, and you may not be allowed to wear them on Shabbos for various reasons. So it asks in the Mishnah, what is a woman allowed to go out with? B'meh isha yotza. And then it asks, u'b'moh ein yotza. What's she not allowed to go with it? So A, B, and it starts off from the farish lo teitza isha. And it first tells us what a woman is not allowed to go out with initially, so it explains B first, and only subsequently comes back to A. So here are three series of Mishnayos in Masechta Shabbos, which all follow the pattern of A, B, B, A. So the Gemara now questions and says, really? Is that the only pattern that we ever have in Shas? A, B, B, A? I'll show you two examples where we have A, B, A, B, where we list the two items, halacha A, halacha B, and then we discuss halacha A first. For example, but 9, it tells us also in Masechta Shabbos the following, b'meh behema yotza uv'amah eino yotza. With what is an animal allowed to wear on Shabbos, and what is an animal not allowed to wear on Shabbos? For example, animals go out with bells on them, animals go out with various types of strips of clothing or wool on them. So what is allowed to be worn by an animal on Shabbos? And that's considered acceptable. And what is an animal not allowed to wear on Shabbos? That's considered carrying, and you're not allowed to have your animals do work on Shabbos. So the Mishnah there first explains halacha A. Umefarish yotzei gomel, a camel is allowed to go out. And it tells us what a camel could go out with, bereisha. So here you have an example of A, B, A, B. And furthermore, in the halachos of Bava Basra of inheritance, it tells us, yesh nochlin umanchilin. There are those people that both can give over an inheritance and they can acquire an inheritance. Nochlin umanchilin. Nochlin means you give over the inheritance, and manchilin means you can accept an inheritance. There are those that are only nochlin, can only give over an inheritance, below manchilin, but don't have the ability to inherit themselves. And there are those that are manchilin, can only accept an inheritance, below nochlin, but don't have the ability to give over an inheritance. And finally, there are those, lo nochlin, lo manchilin. They can't either give over an inheritance or accept an inheritance. Now, we're not going to go into exactly what those dinim are, but we see here's a pattern. Here, there are actually four dinim that are listed. So you have this pattern over here, and we start off explaining the first one. So here you have A, B, C, D, but it doesn't explain D first, it goes back and explains A first. Umefarish, it starts off explaining the following list of people, Elu Dochlin Umanchilim, who they are, Bereisha. So therefore, we hear from Gemara in Shabbos, and the Gemara in Bava Basra, we have examples of A, B, A, B. So which one is it? Do we follow the patterns of A, B, V, A, or do we follow the pattern of A, B, A, B? So Gemara says we do both, obviously. El Leolam, Tani Hochi, V'Tani Hochi. Sometimes we use A, B, A, B, and sometimes we use A, B, B, A. And what's the rationale behind it? So the Gemara explains. El Ohasam, in the first three Mishnayos from Shabbos, where we had the pattern of A, B, B, A, where we first explained the second thing, the one that we were last talking about, we explained that one first. That's because the Isura Dinavshehu, these are personal prohibitions that a person has to be very, very careful about, and a person has to take very, very seriously. So therefore, you Mefarish Isura Dinavshehu Bereisha, you first want to explain the Isura first. The fact that you're allowed to go out with something, no big deal. You want to make sure that you know what you're not allowed to go out with. So therefore, the Mishnayis in Shabbos, it felt it was more important to go and explain the prohibitions first, the B first, A, B, B, A, for those three Mishnayis in Shabbos that are dealing with personal Isurim. And a person needs to know very, very well what you cannot do. As opposed to the other Mishnah in Shabbos, which was Behema Yotza, Ubamot Eina Yotza, so that's Gabi Behema, not such a big deal. A person doesn't worry that much about his animal. And therefore, the Isura, Aide Behema, Hu Diyasi, the Farish HaTeber Resha. Since a person doesn't give that the same Chashivas about his animal, so therefore, it lists what your animal is allowed to go out with first. So there, it used the pattern of A, B, and it goes back to A, and explains A first before B. A, B, A, B. So that's why in the Mishnah about Behema, we explained it in the A, B, A, B pattern, as opposed to the other Mishnahs in Shabbos that we mentioned, the other three, it used the pattern of A, B, B, A, because it was dealing with a person's personal Isurim, felt it was more important to mention B first, the Issa first, as opposed to by the animal, it was felt not such an important thing, go and mention the Heter first. We turn to Beis Amid Beis, and in regards to the Mishnah in Bava Basra about inheritance, so Gabi Yesh Nochlin, in regards to the inheritance Mishnah, Nami, the similar idea of A, B, A, B, felt to be better, because Meforish Iker Nach Liberesha, because it's introducing the idea of inheritance. So it has to tell us, how does inheritance work, before it can tell us, how does inheritance not work? So therefore, we have explained these five Mishnayos, the three that are the A, B, B, A pattern from Masechta Shabbos, and then the two that are the A, B, A, B pattern, one from Shabbos and one from Bava Basra, we understand why those were listed the way they are. So the Mishnah asks, so how come our Mishnah, what's the rationale behind using the pattern of A, B, B, A in our Mishnah? What was that rationale? So Elohacha, Lifrosh Kinui Bereisha, why doesn't our Mishnah use the A, B, A, B pattern? Why did our Mishnah choose to use the A, B, B, A pattern? So the Gemara says, Elohainu Tam, the reasoning is, Yados, since handles, these Yados, are not Beferish stated in the Torah. Yados hov asyon le midrosha. We learn them out from Midrasha. And if you look in the Mefarish, in Dibra Maskel, Elohacha, Lifrosh Kinuya Bereisha, so it says the Mefarish Yados Bereisha, it first wants to explain the Yados, the whole the Asilim Midrasha. What's the Drasha Kidamina, the Pirka Kaman Dharm? We learned this in the very first parak in the Dharm, where it said the expression in the Pasuk is Nazir Lahazir, a double expression, Lasos Kinuy Neziros Kineziros, and the Yados Neziros Kineziros. So it comes to teach us over here, the Yad by a Nazir works to make a person into a Nazir. So that's a drasha. It's not that they restated. And often when we have a drasha, it's very chavivin lay. It's very dear to us that we figured it out, so to say. So a drasha, since it's so dear to us, we want to first discuss the drasha. So here, we teach us the basic din of Nazir, and then we go through the Yados of Nazir, and therefore that's so dear to us, Chaviv and Lay, so we want to darshan that first. That's why this is a pattern of A, B, and then we want to discuss the thing that's so dear to us, B first, so it's A, B, B, A. Ludigmore says, V'liftoch ban bereisha. So start off with Yados. Why don't you just start off and tell us that these are the Yados and the Zeros, and these are the Kinuyim and the Zeros, and then discuss A first. So A, B, A, B. That seems to be the more natural way to do things. So why did you Bedavka start off with Kinuyim? So the Gemara says, no, Tana, ki maskil, maskil be ikur karban. You have to first teach us the din. So you teach us the basic din of Naziris by teaching us the Kinuyim. And then, ulini perushi, but when you're going to go and explain them, so we use the pattern because the Tzchaviven laid the drasha, so therefore in our Mishnah the Tana chose the pattern of A, B, B, A. First teach us the din of A, which will then lead into the din of B. But since the din of B is so dear to us because it's a drasha, it's not befeirish like A, and therefore we first discuss the details of B, and only subsequently we'll come back to A, A, B, B, A. Okay, the Mishnah is quoted and says, Ha-Omer, hey, if a person says, I will be, Harei is a Nazir. So then he in fact becomes a Nazir. So Gemara says, how do you know that means that he was going to be a Nazir? Dilma, hey, but Tainis, come on. Maybe it means that he wants to be in a Tainis. So how do you know that that means that he wants to be a Nazir? What do you see from the words, hey, I will be, that it means a Nazir? Maybe it means I'll be taking upon myself a Tainis. So Shmuel explains, Amr Shmuel, Kegon Shaya Nazir over Elephana, because the Nazir is walking in front of him. So the Nazir walks by, he says, oh, hey, I want to be. And it means, I want to be like that, and I want to be a Nazir. So Gemara says, we can see from Shmuel's remark that Lema Kesav Shmuel, the Shmuel's Shita is, Yodayim She'enon Mochikos, Lo Hevyon Yodayim. Unless a Yad is clear what it means, so then it doesn't work. A Yad may not be clear. If a Yad's not clear, we don't make the person into what it possibly could mean, if it could mean something else. So here, only when a Nazir is walking by, it's a Yodayim Mochichos. In that situation, Shmuel says that the Yad is a good Yad. But if it's not clear, he just says, hey, so we have no idea what he means, it doesn't mean that he becomes a Nazir. So let us say that Shmuel's Shita is that you need a Yodayim Mochichos in order for a Yad to work. So Gemara says, Amrei, they said in the Beis Medrash, Bizman Shenazir Over Lefanov Leka Lisvuka. When the Nazir is walking by, there's absolutely no doubt that that's what he means. And in fact, the Bach has a little slight addition in the Girsa, and the Bach says, Amre in, yes, 100%, Vadai, certainly, Bizman Shenazir Over Lefanov, Leka Lesfuka, Bimil Sachrina. There can be no doubt whatsoever that if a Nazir is walking by, that this is a valid Yad. Absolutely. However, the Gemara continues, Avo Vadai, Ain't a Nazir over the funnel, but certainly if there is not a Nazir walking by, then we have to say, Amrina, maybe Dilma, maybe the person is saying, hey, but Tainis Kamar, maybe he means he wants to be in a Tainis, and therefore this can't be a valid Yad unless there is a Nazir walking by. Okay. So Gemara says, Vidilma, Lipotre, Min Korbanosov Kamar. When the person says, hey, I will be, maybe he's meaning to say, I'll be a nice guy and I'll pay for that Nazir's Korbanos. Right? It's expensive. He has to bring an Ola, a Shlomim, and a Chatos. Each one's $100, $1,000. Whoa, he'll be a nice guy and say, I am so in respect to this person for going through the Nazir's process, I'll at least take off some of his financial burden and I'll go pay for his Korbanos. But I don't want to be a Nazir. Maybe that's what it means when he says, hey. So Gemara says, because the Omar Balibo, he has afterwards telling us, that's what I meant. I want to be a Nazir, not that I want to go and pay for his Korbanos. Now, why don't we just ask the person when he says, hey, and there's no Nazir walking by, what did he mean? So that's not enough. You can't go in that situation and just say, hey, that's what he meant. But in a situation where you already have a Nazir walking by, so then if he says, when I meant hey, it meant not that I would take the Korbanos, but that I would go and be a Nazir myself, that we can say that's what he said in his heart. The Kamar Belibo works only in that situation when there's a Nazir walking by and he says, I meant to be a Nazir and not to pay for his Korbanos. Gemara says, Yachi, my Lememra. So then, what's the Chiddush? Isn't this obvious? So the Gemara says, no, it's not obvious. Smile to him, I might have said that Bo'inon Piv Velibo Shoven, that maybe you need to have 100% expressed over here. You can't have inside and outside two different things. So therefore, Kamash Vala, no. As long as there's a Nazir walking by and he says a hey, so it's clear that he's talking about Naziris, then you can go by what he had in his heart and say that he meant that he should become a Nazir and not pay for his Korbanos. Now, why can't he have the whole thing in his heart? Why can't he just say in his heart, I want to be a Nazir? So in Dibra Maskel, Dukama Belibo, and Tosos, he says that you need both when there's a Nazir walking by, and then you can say what's in his heart counts. Leos Nazir mikol makom ba'ina nami de Nazir over lefanu. So if he has in his heart that he wants to be a Nazir, as long as the Nazir is walking by, then we know what he means in his heart. However, the Kabbalah shebelev normally eino klum de gabi Nazir. It doesn't work by a Nazir because the chsiv, it says by a Nazir the following. It says, ki yafli, it means that you have to express she yafarish befit, so you can't do it all in your heart. Avo ki Nazir over lefanav, when a Nazir is walking by and he says, aha, I want to be like him, so that's enough that it's called ki afli. Upiresh b'svasa v'hei, ubelibo choshav lios nazir. So then it can work. Machshavas haleid mahanya for the second part. Ki ilu amar viv. It's as if he said it beferish. Hey nazir kazeh sheover lefonav. So in order for you to fulfill the ki afli aspect, you have to say something. And then, as long as it's clear that this yad is mochiach, that you mean to be a nazir because there's a nazir walking by. So then we accept what you're telling us was in your heart, that, yeah, I meant to be a nazir, not that I'm going to pay for that nazir's korbanos. Oh, kamash malon, this is what the Mishnah was teaching us. Then we quote the next part of the Mishnah, said, hey, nazir, if a person says, I want to be beautiful, I want to be handsome, so then he becomes a nazir. So again, maybe he doesn't mean that he wants to be a nazir. Maybe he wants to beautify himself with mitzvos. V'dilmor, and noah lefon of mitzvos. I want to fulfill the pasuk, the Tanya we learned in the Brisa, zeh kelev yaveyu. This is my God, and I will go make beautiful things for this wonderful God. And noah lefon of mitzvos. I will go and beautify his mitzvos. For example, asel lefon of sukkah noah. I'll make a beautiful sukkah. Sukkah, no lulav no, I'll make a beautiful lulav and esrog. Tzitzis no, I'll make beautiful tzitzis. Echtol lefonav sefer Torah no, I'll write a beautiful sefer Torah. And then the echrenu b'shiroyin noyin, I'll go put a mantle on it. It's a beautiful mantle, a silk mantle. So when a person says, eyeh noyeh, so maybe he means that he'll just beautify the mitzvot. Who says that it means he wants beautiful hair? That'll be a nazir. So again, Amar Shmuel, Shetofus Besaro, because he's playing with his hair. He's holding on to his hair. And therefore, when he says, V'yoma and Noah, it's obviously something to do with his hair, and not just, Zeh Kelev Yanveyu, I will beautify the mitzvos of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So again, the Yad over here works only when it's clear what it's talking about. More question says, Nizira Milsu Diaveyu, Vamrina Le Noah. Wait a second. You're saying, I will be beautiful, I'll be handsome, implying that it's a good thing to become a nazir. But a nazir brings a chattas. So therefore, are you telling me when a person becomes a nazir that that's considered beautiful? That you would suggest that this is a reference to a beautiful thing to become a nazir? That we'd use the expression nah in regards to naziris? It's an avera to become a nazir, isn't it? As I mentioned in my mini introduction, so there is an aspect of chattas that you bring both in the taglachas tumah and even in the taglachas Tahora, that a person does at the conclusion of the Naziris, they also bring the Chattas. So the standard understanding is that you're restricting yourself from HaKadosh Baruch Hu's world, and you're taking upon yourself something that is mutter, wine, and you're making it aser. And there's an aspect of Chattas in that. Now, it's much deeper than what I just said, and ultimately, our Gemara right now is going to tell us that it's only referring to the Nazir who is Tameh that is considered a Chattas. Because the Nazir who is Tameh, he counted 29 days, and then suddenly he becomes Tameh, he has to recount another 30 days. So he is going to be upset. He wasn't expecting to do a Naziris for 59 days. He was only expecting to do Naziris for 30 days. So he has to bring a Chattas, because he may have had thoughts that I don't want to do this. And even though he didn't absolutely negate his neder of Naziris, but it's a little bit like now he really didn't want to be a Nazir. So when he brings his korbanos, taglachas tahara, at the conclusion of the finishing off the Naziris betahara, so he has to bring korbanos. If those korbanos really aren't allowed to be brought because he really didn't want to be a Nazir, technically they can be brought, but if he really didn't want to bring them, so then it's a little bit like bringing chulin biyazara. So therefore, he's considered a chattas. We don't say this when he just was willing to accept upon himself the 30 days, and he goes through the 30 days without becoming tameh. So then the benefits of being a nazir, yazaratzimun ayayin, that he needed to take upon himself not to drink wine. He was maybe having problems with alcohol, so he said, I absolutely forbid myself. So for him, the benefits override the restriction from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what our Gemara is going to say now. So the Gemara says, yes, we can even refer to, in Gimel Amud Aleph, we can even refer to a person who accepts upon himself Naziris as being Noah. Why? Because Dafilu Rabbi Elazar Kapar, even though we're going to learn later in the Masechta, Rabbi Elazar Kapar holds the Omar Nazir Chote, that a Nazir is a Chote. As I said, he's restricting himself from the beautiful wine that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us. Nevertheless, that's really only talking about that such a person is a Chote, Hani Mili Gabe Nazir Tomei. That's only in regards to a Nazir who is a Nazir Tomei. So he has done a certain amount of his time of his Naziris Batara, but then he became Tomei to Mesmes, and he has to abrogate all those days that he counted. And therefore, in that situation, the Aidi the boy Mistar, since he ruined his counting for those days, let's say he counted 29 days, and now he has to go and recount 30 days again. So the Omer Rachman, the Torah said in that situation, Vayomim Harishonim Yiplu, the first days that he counted, until he became Tomei, all fall aside. Ki Tomei Nizro, he ruined his Nizirus by becoming Tomei. So therefore, Hasabu, only in that situation did Rabbi Elazar HaKapar say, that person has Charota, he really doesn't want to be a Nazir, he's upset, he only wanted to do it for 30 days, and now he's doing it for 59 days, let's say, or imagine a person took himself to be a Nazir for 10 years, and at the end of the 9 years and 11 months, he becomes Tomei, he has to do the entire Nazirus over again. Albeit that's a little bit of a machlokas, but that's the way we paskin. So therefore, this person definitely is going to have charata. And even though he doesn't absolutely nullify his nadir, he's going to be a little bit unhappy about bringing it. And it's like he's bringing chulam biazara when he finally does complete his naziris. So only in that situation, hasam, who the Rabbi Elazar Kapar said, duma osik lemevad al nazirus, he's going to be upset that he did in fact take upon himself in his nazirus, and therefore is the problem of chulam biazara. Abu Nazir Tar, a person who just finishes off his regular Taras Naziras, lav chote korbe. Even Rabbi Elazar Kapar wouldn't call him a chote. Aye, he still is restricting himself from the wine that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us. But as I pointed out, since overall the benefit of him being a Nazir for a set period of time, which he's happy about, he said, I can do that. So this benefit outweighs the restriction of the wine. And therefore, even Rabbi Elazar Kapar only called somebody a chote if they were undergoing a taglachas tumah and then had to restart and recount their entire naziris. But a regular person who's a nazir isn't considered a chote, and therefore, yes, we can call such a person who takes upon himself naziris noah. With this, we conclude the first beautiful daf in Masechta Nazir, Mitzvah Shem. I hope people are enjoying the Masechta so far. Mitzvah Shem is a great Masechta, and we'll pick up here tomorrow. Have a great day.